From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. French police shoot and kill a man trying to attack a police station. French officials say the man was carrying a knife and appeared to be wearing an explosives vest, although it later turned out that was a fake. The incident occurred on the first anniversary of the terrorist assault on the offices of the Charlie Hebdo magazine. Witnesses in Yemen discount Iranian claims that Saudi Arabia staged an overnight airstrike against the Iranian embassy in Sana'a. Iran accused Saudi Arabia of deliberately hitting the outpost, but people in Sana'a say there is no visible damage to the building. They say some stones and shrapnel apparently landed in the embassy's yard after a Saudi airstrike about 700 meters from the embassy. Also Thursday, Iran's cabinet banned the import of all products from Saudi Arabia. They also adopted a ban on Iranians traveling to Mecca. Bahrain says it arrested members of a terrorist cell plotting to set off explosions across the country. The government described the cell as an armed wing of the Shiite fringe opposition group Al-Wafab, which Bahrain says has ties to Iran and Hezbollah. The arrests come amid ongoing protests in Bahrain and across the region over Saudi Arabia's execution Friday of a prominent Shiite cleric. According to officials and local news reports, a truck bombing in western Libya has killed at least 50 people and wounded dozens. The attack came at a police training center. The bomb exploded as hundreds of recruits gathered at the facility in the town of Zlitin. There has been no claim of responsibility for the attack. Later Thursday, a car bombing east of Sirte left at least 6 people dead and 11 wounded. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says implementation of the Iran nuclear agreement could be just days away, if all goes well. He commented on it at a Thursday briefing in which he highlighted U.S. foreign policy progress over the past year on efforts including reestablishing ties with Cuba and making gains against Islamic State militants in Syria and Iraq. He also appealed for the U.S. Congress to move forward on confirming State Department nominees. Kerry said he has spoken to his counterparts in Iran and Saudi Arabia, and they both agreed that they will not allow their current rift to hamper talks with Syria.
And all indications are, in both my conversation with Foreign Minister Adel al-Jubeir of Saudi Arabia and my conversation with Foreign Minister Javad Zarif, they both assured us and others that the differences between them at this moment, expressed very publicly, will not interfere with their willingness to work cooperatively in an effort to resolve Syria.
John Kerry. U.S. and South Korean forces on the Korean Peninsula have been put on high alert following North Korea's nuclear test Wednesday. The U.S. Air Force reportedly sent a plane to collect radioactive residue from the blast, hoping to find out if it was indeed from a hydrogen bomb, as claimed by the North. The U.S. and South Korea are skeptical that North Korea has advanced its nuclear development program far enough to produce a hydrogen bomb. Pam Dawkins has more on reaction.
Word of the underground test resulted in cheers in North Korea, but drew a harsh reaction in Washington. Officials said the U.S. is still working on the appropriate response.
Clearly, this is going to be an international decision.
The White House noted that statements of disapproval had come from countries including Russia and China, two nations that are not always in agreement with the U.S. Pam Dawkins, the State Department.
U.S. and European stock markets fell on Thursday after China again suspended stock trading because of a big sell-off. China's securities regulator cut off trading just 14 minutes after business opened because the Shanghai Composite Index fell more than 7%. The U.S. government is giving Nigeria 24 mine-resistant, armor-protected vehicles. Those vehicles are to assist the Nigeria's fight against the Boko Haram group. Days after announcing a new executive action to tighten control on gun ownership, U.S. President Barack Obama is making a pitch to the public with a televised town hall meeting. He plans to sit down with CNN's Anderson Cooper and take questions from an audience at George Mason University outside Washington, D.C. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.